Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and the great events and players that made them happen on the date of October 13th. Can you believe we're there already? Well, this is your sports break for October 13th. But before we go there, let's make sure that you're aware that we are on Facebook. That is at Pigskin Dispatch is the page, and it's a great page that has a lot of our football content from pigskindispatch.com, but we also try to throw in some of the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcasts and jerseydispatch.com items as well. It's a great way for you to communicate. We'd appreciate you taking there and visiting, and if you like it, give us a thumbs up, and if you really like it, subscribe. We'd appreciate having you there. Just another way for you to join us each and every day for the great communication. Now let's talk about those uniform numbers for October 13th. The numbers are 9, 1, 23, 49, 14, and number 29. Some very interesting things going on, including our first item up, and that's October 13th, 1960. And some still say it was the greatest game of baseball ever played. Pretty big words, but listen to this. The World Series between the New York Yankees and the Pittsburgh Pirates, it was epic. The Pirates were the underdogs, a roster filled with blue-collar players representing the city of hardworking blue-collar factory workers and steel mills and other factories around Pittsburgh. But the heavy favorites, on the other hand, were the glitz and glam Yankees, featuring stars like Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Whitey Ford. It was a game that oddly featured not even a single strikeout in the game, and the only time it's ever happened in World Series history. It did feature, though, 19 runs on 24 hits, and it was played in a brisk 2 hours and 36 minute pace. Pretty quick for a baseball game that goes 7 innings. Well, the World Series action had a very memorable moment. When the Pirates second baseman, number 9, Bill Mazeroski, bottom of the ninth leadoff home run to dramatically defeat the New York Yankees 10-9 at Forbes Field in the deciding Game 7. That final game saw the lead change 4 times, and most dramatically, of course, with that Game 7 walk-off, the only one that's ever happened in World Series history. The Yankees outscored the Pirates in the series 55-27, so more than doubling their score in that for that 7-game series. Yanks out-hit the Pirates 91-60. They also had 10 home runs to 4 for the Pirates, and a team ERA was twice that, 3.54 for the Yankees, 7.11 for the Pirates. You can imagine that with all those home runs and all those runs that were scored. It's the only time that a series MVP was somehow given to a player on the losing side, as Yankee second baseman Bobby Richardson, number 1, took home the award. And second place probably would have been a Yankee too, because Richardson had a batting line of 367, 387, 667, which included a grand slam, 2 triples, and 12 runs batted in. Pretty deserving of an MVP. But he wasn't the best offensive player on his own team. Mickey Mantle hit 400, 545, and 800 with 3 homers and drove in 11 runs. That's pretty spectacular itself. So both guys that were probably the most likely to get the MVP were on the losing side, and the team that seemed to have the most runs is the one that got beat 4-3 in 7. Makes it one of the greatest games, and of course that Bill Mazeroski home run and the drama that happened at Forbes Field, just epic and unbelievable. We have a video that we embedded from YouTube of that great home run and the walk-off and the aftermath and how the city went crazy on our website, jerseydispatch.com. So make sure you take a look at that for that great memory. October 13th, 1970, two future Basketball Hall of Famers made their debuts on that day. Guard number 23, Calvin Murphy, who played for the San Diego Rockets in a 111-96 loss to Chicago. Meanwhile, in the Big Apple, forward Dave Cowens for the Boston Celtics in a 114-107 loss. So both Hall of Famers made their debuts, had good games, but their teams lost. How about that? The San Diego Rockets, even hard to say. October 13th, 1978, while the Yankees third baseman number 9, Greg Nettles, was making many spectacular plays in Game 3 of the World Series to help Ron Guidry, number 49, defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers after trailing 2-0. The Yankees did end up winning the series, though, with 4 straight victories to take it in 6. October 13, 1984, Chicago Blackhawks number 14, Bill Gardner, scored on a 10th penalty shot against the New York Islanders. October 13, 1985, a horrible incident and very odd in the NLCS. Cardinals Rookie of the Year number 29, Vince Coleman, was injured stretching before the game as his left leg got caught in Busch Stadium's automated tarpaulin system. And real weird that he got hurt there, because he was definitely a very big scoring threat for the Cardinals with all that speed. He had a lot of stolen bases. October 13th, 2002, Michael Schumacher won the season-ending Japanese F1 Grand Prix for his record 11th victory of the year and third straight World Drivers' Championship. The title margin of 67 points was over his Ferrari teammate, Rubens Barrichello. And that is your great sports break for this October 13th. Your sports history is brought to you by PigskinDispatch.com. We hope you enjoy it. Hope you join us each and every day for more great sports history. In the meantime, check out all my friends, SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Some great podcasters there with some great guests and great events and stories to tell in sports history, all genres, and very family-friendly, and thousands of hours to download. Never goes bad, never goes stale. It's history. And also go to PigskinDispatch.com or JerseyDispatch.com for some more entertainment in the sports history realm. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.